This is the Great Openings Music Trivia Podcast. It's challenge number 47. Hi again, everybody, and welcome to kind of a special edition of the Great Openings Podcast. We have an interesting theme with a very special artist tonight. You might know who we're talking about, given the events of the past week. Give me a chance to test your knowledge of pop and rock and roll music. See if you can identify our featured songs after hearing only the great opening notes. So thanks for downloading, and thanks for listening, and thanks for playing along. So, the music world lost an icon over the last week or so, and we saluted him last Saturday night at our live music and entertainment trivia shows with our special audio bonus. And as I usually do, that's where I get the songs that we feature as clues and answers for the Great Openings Podcast. And tonight, of course, we are featuring the music of Michael Jackson. What a legend in pop music over the last 39 years or so, and very, very controversial. But one thing that you cannot deny is he had a tremendous impact on the world of pop music. So we picked out five Michael Jackson songs, give you a chance to hear the opening notes and see if you can identify what they are. As we did on Saturday night, I'll give you a quick warning. Some of the clues are very, very short because the songs are frankly so recognizable. And not only that, we usually give you some sort of a hint. The year maybe that the song was released, and but not tonight. All of the songs you're just going to have to know by hearing the great opening notes. I'll give you one hint. They were all number one hits on the Billboard charts here in the U.S. Let's go. Here we go. Hit number one was from 1970. Hit number two, 1972. Hit number three, Michael Jackson from 1980. Hit number four, Michael Jackson hit from 1987. And hit number five from 1988. Those are the clues, the answers, and a little bit of trivia about each of our featured songs coming up in just a minute. We mentioned that all of the songs are from our live trivia shows, which are on, every night of the week we have trivia somewhere around the Atlanta area and now in Knoxville, Tennessee. It's all part of the Trivia Factory, but music and entertainment trivia is on Saturday night. You can find out more at thetriviafactory.com. And I always like to remind you all, and do it every so often, that you can find the show notes for our podcast on my blog. And you would find that at jimdriscoll.net. That's jimdriscoll.net, along with some other news and anything I find that might be kind of fun to pass along, and news about our trivia shows that we do. But all of the trivia, I'm essentially take the script of the podcast and post it on the website every time we release one. So you can stop by my blog if you'd like to get the notes and all of the trivia about each of our five featured songs. This week, of course, we're featuring the music of Michael Jackson. And hit number one, 1970. Yeah, you recognize it. Back when he was with the Jackson 5. It's called I Want You Back. Hit hit number one on the Billboard charts, as did all of our five featured songs. Well, I Want You Back was originally considered for Gladys Knight and the Pips, later for Diana Ross, before the Jackson 5 recorded it. It was a notable first in many respects. It was the first Jackson 5 single to be released on Motown, the first of four Jackson 5 number ones released in a row. The other three were ABC, The Love You Save, and I'll Be There. And it was the first song written and produced by The Corporation. That was the team headed by Motown chief Berry Gordy. Want You Back was also inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame in 1999, and it has been lauded by critics and fans. In fact, the UK newspaper, The Daily Telegraph, just last week called it arguably the best pop music single of all time. Hit number two was from 1972. Song was Ben.
I don't listen to a word they say. They know.
Well, Ben was the title song from the 1972 movie of the same name. It was a sequel to a movie called Willard. And in the movie, Ben was a pet rat that turned evil and then recruited other rats to attack humans. The song was originally written for Donny Osmond to record, but he was on tour and not available, so they offered it to 13-year-old Michael Jackson. It was written by Don Black, who had written so many movie themes, including the hits Diamonds Are Forever for the James Bond movie and Born Free. At his induction into the Songwriters Hall of Fame in 2007, he said of Ben, he said, "When it comes to writing about a rat, I said, you can't write about a rat. I mean, I'm not going to use words like cheese." So he said he thought the best thing to do was to write about a friendship. Hit number three from Michael Jackson from 1980. It's Rock With You. Rock With You was written by songwriter Rod Temperton of the group Heatwave, which had the hit Always and Forever. We featured that song and told you about Rod Temperton back in the Great Openings Challenge podcast number 30 a couple of months ago. It was the first song that Temperton wrote for Michael Jackson, and then he went on to write many others for him, including Off the Wall and Thriller. Rock With You was one of the first to reach number one in the 1980s, and it is generally considered one of the last big hits of the disco era. 1987 hit number four tonight. It's Michael Jackson and Bad. Well, Michael Jackson wrote Bad himself, and he wanted to do it as a duet with fellow pop superstar and sometimes rival Prince. But that idea fell through after the two had creative differences over the lyrical content, and Prince refused the project. Prince later said that he thought the song would be a hit whether he was in it or not. Martin Scorsese directed the video for the song, and Wesley Snipes played the rival gang leader. The long version of the video runs for 17 minutes. And by the way, singing backup on the Bad concert tour was a very young Sheryl Crow. And hit number five for Michael Jackson from 1988. It's The Man in the Mirror. Well, Man in the Mirror was co-written by Sadaya Garrett and Glenn Ballard. Sadaya Garrett also sang backup on the song. And Glenn Ballard went on to write and produce for artists like Alanis Morissette and Dave Matthews. Man in the Mirror was one of Michael Jackson's most critically acclaimed songs, and it was nominated for Record of the Year at the Grammy Awards. And the choir heard singing in the background really is one. It's the noted Andre Crouch Gospel Choir, which also appeared on Madonna's Like a Prayer and Rick Astley's Cry for Help. There you have it. Those are our five Michael Jackson hits in our special tribute podcast to MJ tonight. Very unique time in pop music history. Hope you enjoyed it. As we told you before, all of the show notes are on my blog at jimdriscoll.net. We appreciate your feedback and comments. You can reach us at jimradio@gmail.com, and you can follow me on Twitter. It's at twitter.com/jimdriscoll. Hey, thanks for downloading, and thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on the Great Openings Music Trivia Podcast.